LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 23rd of February, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. From our studios, underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Chair series of original monologues returns this weekend. We'll talk to the creator and writer, John McGee. We've got some new music from local folks who just send me stuff by email. Plus the usual call board, and we'll fill you in on what's happening in theater this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So it's a snow day today. Holy cow, look at all that. It's still coming down. And apparently it's going to keep coming down all day. I hope you got your good boots on or you're just staying at home. Because, I mean, really, seriously, folks, this is not supposed to happen around here. This is the temperate zone. The wet West Coast. We don't do snow. It's going to be nuts out there today, I tell you. Anywho, hope you're having a good day. I was away last week. We had 24 hours of student power, some great programming to let you in on what's going on here on campus, all the great student organizations and student programmers, and it's a terrific thing that we love doing every year. But we're back. We're back here on the radio doing the radio, and we got all kinds of great stuff. Like I said at the top there, people have been sending me stuff. Like people I bump into, I'm a musician. Here, email me your music. We're going to start out with a CD that I got from Shindig, one of the bands that played at Shindig that was really great. They just happened to be up against another really great band and didn't quite make it past their first showing, but they're still going strong. And they are playing. They're playing tomorrow night. And I forgot to call up the. Of course, I always forget to call up the listings and stuff beforehand. But I know they're playing somewhere this weekend. Anyway, I'll tell you all about that. But first, I'm going to play the music. It's a group called the Ian Campbell Band. This is a track tune from their latest release. It's called "Summertime Come."
When the summertime come, I'll be on my way. When the summertime come, I'll be on my way.
summertime come, we be down to the line. The girls looking pretty, ow! Like I knew they would. The sun beaming down through the cracks in your eyes. Come on, pretty baby, won't you come alive? When the summertime comes, the summertime comes, the summertime comes, I'll be on my way, begging darling please, won't you come my way? Summertime come, it's a mix to the mire. All of the time passing on by. The threads to your throne are tattered and torn. As you look around this dirty old town, when the summertime come, the summertime come, the summertime come, I'll be on my way, I'm begging darling please, won't you come my way, when the summertime come. Be down to the line. The girls looking pretty, ow! Like I knew they would. The threads to your throne are tattered and torn. All of the while you're growing your pile. When the summer, summertime come, summertime come, summertime come, I'll be on my way, I'm begging darling please, come my way.
All right, there you go. That's the Ian Campbell Band. And they're going to be here on our show next Friday. So looking forward to that. But right now on our show, right now on the phone, is John McGee. Hi, John.
Hello, Dave.
How are you doing?
I am doing well, except for the North Pole on steroids going on right now.
Yeah, it's a little frosty out there.
It is a little.
We were not expecting that.
No, I wasn't listening to the radio at all. I have no idea what's going on. So,
well, I know what's going on. You're doing another chair series event.
Yes, the chair series. We're doing one tomorrow at the BFS Cafe, which is 390 West Hastings. See, I actually memorized that.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, that's sort of opened up as a new venue. The VFS Cafe, VSF.
Yeah, it's kind of
Vancouver
fun.
Film
it's
School.
Yes, it is for those who don't like acronyms.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or who stumble over, you know, stumble over them anyway. Now you were on the show about a year or so ago talking about the chair series. But for those who have forgotten or didn't hear it, just give us a quick rundown of what the chair series is.
I will do my best. The chair series basically is I get a word from an actor, and based on that word, I write them a monologue that is theirs and theirs alone. And then what we do is we perform, usually with eight actors, and there's no props, no set, no costumes, no nothing. Just the chair, the words, and hopefully their ability to perform brilliantly. And that all comes together. And it's been done in Whistler, Squamish, Vancouver, even a book, and I think somebody based one of the monologues on a film, actually.
No kidding.
So they just shot a film. Yeah, it's a little out of control, so it's kind of fun now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think there's been over 50 actors involved, and I think I've written over 170 monologues now.
No kidding. And you just keep churning them out.
Oh, they all sound the same.
Just plug in a few words here and there. And
oh, yeah. You know, this one gets an adjective. That one gets a verb. You know, it's like that. We do it alphabetically.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah, no, it's great fun, actually. Yeah, the evenings are great fun, and the performances are fabulous. The actors are terrific.
Well, tell us about who some of the performers are. I know there's a couple of people that have been on this show before, like the amazing Jacques Lalonde.
Jacques Lalonde.
Yes.
Yes, the eternal bohemian.
you've been to his apartment.
Oh. Not only have I been, I was able to get out.
Ah, yes.
That's impressive. So Siobhan McCarthy, who actually she's the one who's done the film, actually. It's called, if you go to Facebook and you search Red Eye, I believe you'll see all about the film that she darn be making.
Oh, wow.
So, Sarah
Bino.
She's going to. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know how to say her last name, and I didn't want to do it on air, so you just saved my proverbial. So you're a good man, Dave.
You're welcome.
So Kathy Daniels, Mario Catherine Hunter, Jacques Lalonde, like I said, Siobhan McCarthy, like I said, Amy Reed, Kit Turton, and Lori Watt.
Yeah. Wow.
The name that is a question. So,
actually, you know, Lori Watt was one of the very first guests on this show back when we were.
What you were saying, yeah.
When we were in the old Student Union building, so that goes back.
Yeah, no, actually, the people are fabulous. Yeah. I mean, it turns into this really funky evening.
Yeah.
So you know, and because the actors are all on the periphery of the stage, and half of them have never heard each other's monologues, so they're all hearing it for the first time as the audience is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an intermission, and we have no backstage, so everybody mingles with everybody. It's a grand old time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's turned into this. I wish I could say it was by design, but, it just sort of happened into this happy little thing.
Wonderful.
So, it's 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I should say that because I know I'll get kicked if I don't say the important stuff. 8 o'clock tomorrow, VFS Cafe. 390 West Hastings Street. Doors open at 7:30. $20 at the door, and I think $15 if you buy it online ahead of time.
Yeah.
I believe that's what they told me to say.
Yeah, it's brown paper tickets, I think, online.
See, yeah. There you go. Not only do you save me on names, you save me on where to buy stuff.
Well, you emailed me all the links, so I just put them up on my screen here.
But
yeah,
I was trying to make you sound good.
Yeah.
You know,
No one can do that.
So, yeah, no, it'd be great. Yeah, next time I'll actually come down to the studio next time.
Well, weather permitting.
We almost had you there today. You can come to my house. You can come to North Van. You know, and then we'll do something, I don't know, on FaceTime it or something.
Yeah, yeah. The world is our oyster, you know. We can do anything.
Yes, and we have photos to prove it.
All right.
So, I don't know what else to say. That's my whole life right there.
Yeah.
That should
be enough to get interest so that there'll be a big crowd out there tomorrow night.
You're a good man.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Another person who was one of our very first guests. You know what? I'm not going to talk over here. I'm going to introduce the song first, and then I'll start it again. This is Lindsay Kupsar, who was passing through Vancouver a few years ago when she had finished her musical studies at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, and then went back to her home in Alberta and tried to establish residency in Vancouver. And I guess things just didn't really take off for her. So she said, oh, screw it, I'll head down to California. And she got herself set up in LA. And now things are happening. And she's changed her name. She's now called Lindsay Kay, K-A-Y. And she's got a brand new song. And it's all about consent. It's called Invited. Just because There's a brand new theater company called the Group Van Theater Company. They must be brand new because I'm looking over the list and I don't recognize anybody involved here. So I'd like to know more about them. I'll have to check them out. Anyway, they are doing a Neil Simon play. It's one of Neil Simon's first plays. It's called The Star Spangled Girl. And it's playing on Granville Island at the Redgate Review Stage, formerly the Arts Club Review Stage, the one right next to the market and across the path from the Granville Island stage. It opens tonight, and it runs until the 7th of March. You can get more information by going to thegroupvantheater.com. It's the Star Spangled Girl on Granville Island. Let's take a break and see what else is going on.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire, Cheetos, fleece material, and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change. Born out of an initiative to give more voice to local women artists and musicians, Mixtapes is a Vancouver-based biannual mixtape featuring women-identified musicians and sound artists from the Pacific Northwest. The Spring 2018 edition will be coming out on May 10th, with all proceeds going to the Downtown Eastside Women's Shelter. Women-identified artists are invited to send their submissions to btchtapes@gmail.com. The release fundraiser will be held on May 10th at the Redgate Review Stage, featuring artists selected for this edition of the cassette.
Lincoln Alexander was a black Canadian who achieved much in politics. The child of Jamaican immigrants, he served in the Royal Canadian Air Force during World War II. He graduated from the Osgoode Hall Law School in 1953 and practiced at a number of firms for more than a decade. In 1968, he ran in Canada's federal election in the Hamilton West Electoral District. He won and became Canada's first black member of parliament. He served four consecutive terms before stepping down in 1980. In 1985, he was appointed Lieutenant Governor of Ontario, becoming the first black Canadian to hold a vice-regal position. Alexander passed away on October 19, 2012. In December 2013, Lincoln Alexander Day was made a law in Ontario and is held on January 21st. His wife, Marnie Beale Alexander, is currently working to make it a national holiday for Canada. This has been a Black History Month PSA brought to you by CITR.
And while we're on the subject of Black History Month, there's a bunch of Black History Month events going on Granville Island this month. Tonight at 7 o'clock at the Waterfront Theater on Cartwright Street, they are presenting a screening of the movie Sweet Dreams, which is a powerful and celebratory film about Ngoma Nishia, which it's a group, Rwanda's first and only women's drumming troupe, which will be followed by a free drum workshop. So all this goes on at the Waterfront Theater tonight at 7 o'clock. It's only $2, so you get to see a really, really fascinating film about some really powerful performers, and then you get to participate in it as well. So, yeah, you get all charged up watching all these great drummers, and then after the movie's over, they hand you a drum, and you learn how to do it yourself. So, there is a parental guidance warning. The film has not been rated and deals with some content that might not be suitable for young viewers. Some of the content does reveal historic footage of the Rwandan genocide of 1994. Keep that in mind. But the movie itself is powerful. It's exciting. It's upbeat. It's inspiring. Trudge through the snow and head on down to the Waterfront Theater tonight. The show starts at 7 o'clock. It is free for youth 18 and under, and it's only $2 for everyone over 18. So definitely recommend you head on down to that. Our dear friend Melissa Wee is part of a reading that's going on this weekend. Tomorrow, it's called "I Broke the Ocean" by Gary Mock, and it's part of the Vancouver Asian Canadian Theatre's annual MSG Lab. And it's a free reading of a brand new play. I'm just loading the details up on here now. So the story of the play is that it's about a Chinese man who swims the whole Pacific Ocean to immigrate to Canada. He can't breathe and can't talk and can't quit. Ming can't breathe, Funny can't talk, Pip can't quit, Vicky can't love, and Sim is going to solve slavery. I Broke the Ocean was first developed at the National Theater School of Canada, and you can see a staged reading of it at 7:30 tomorrow night, and that's at the PTC, Playwrights Theater Center, which is on Gore Avenue in Chinatown. It's free, and it starts at 8 o'clock. They do want you to get tickets so you can reserve a spot, because they don't want to, you know, turn people away. So you can go to vact.ca and you can send them an email to book tickets for that. And there's also a link on the Dave Radio Facebook page with all that information on it. So let's, go out and support local theater and see what that's all about. One of the other CDs that we got sent in the mail was from a recent transplant from Down Under. It's Rowan Porter, and Rowan has had a CD release party at the Heatley on Wednesday night, and then sent us a copy of the disc as well. This is a track from it that I really enjoy. It's called Sleeping Dogs. Oh, yeah, I got to do that first. Let's start again. Do that, do that, do that, and then that.
just found out I'm someone else. I'm not the girl you'd run into the street for anymore, just to get to her quicker. But if only I made you feel like she does. If only I made you feel like that. If only I was enough. If only there was a spark. If only I was your match. I gotta let sleeping dogs lie. You'd never meet her. Meant to be for only a time. Time and pleasure have their day. Isn't that what they say? If only I made you feel like she does. If only I made you feel like that. Oh, if only I was enough. If only there was a spark. If only I was your match. I gotta let sleeping dogs lie. Let sleeping dogs rest. And I get in my getaway car. And I'll drive and drive and drive till I forget. For now, I'll let sleeping dogs rest. They howl in the night. They're calling me back. I won't give in. No, you know I'm through with that. But they howl in the night. And they're calling me back.
There we go. That's nice. So that's Rowan Porter. CD is called Everything at Once. Ensemble Theater Company has announced their lineup for this summer's season. Ensemble Theater Company is, they've been running around for, I think this is their fifth season now. No, their sixth season. They run three plays in repertory at the Jericho Arts Center in July and August. And it's a great package because you get to see three plays you may not have seen before, all with a great professional cast and crew, and it's a very they're becoming a very reputable company. It's I had the pleasure of working with them a couple of years ago, and wish I could do it again, but time and stuff like that. But I do enjoy letting you know about what the different plays are. This year, they're doing this one you may have heard of. It's A Few Good Men by Aaron Sorkin, the man that gave us The West Wing. And, of course, the famous line, "You can't handle the truth," thanks to Jack Nicholson. This is a story. It's based on true events that transpired at Guantanamo Bay in 1986, way back before it was a summer camp for Al-Qaeda. A Few Good Men is a riveting courtroom drama that poses questions directly pertinent in our world today. What do we risk as a society as our reliance on the military increases? Should civilian oversight be eliminated in favor of a self-governing military that is answerable only to its own code of honor? So A Few Good Men will be running in repertory with the beauty queen of Lenane, I don't know. It's by Martin McDonagh, so you know it's nuts. He's the guy that did In Bruges. He did The Puppet Man. He did The Pillow Man. Sorry, not The Puppet Man. And he also did the movie that's making all the noise this year, The Three Billboards.
And outside, where is it? Laramie, Wyoming, or someplace like that. Anyway, it's three billboards anyway. Martin McDonough, he's a very creative and offbeat kind of writer. This play is, it's already heralded as a modern classic of Irish theater. The Beauty Queen of Lenane is set in the mountains of Connemara and tells the story of Maureen Folan, a plain and lonely woman in her early 40s. And her manipulative aging mother. So that's the second play. And then the third one is called Dark Road. And Dark Road is, it's written by Ian Rankin and Mark Thompson. And it's the story of a fellow named Alfred Chalmers, who was convicted of a gruesome murder 25 years ago. And now with his retirement approaching, the chief constable who arrested him has decided to uncover the truth. Let me read the actual press release instead of trying to summarize it. It's been 25 years since Alfred Chalmers was convicted of the gruesome murder of four young women in Edinburgh. Isabel MacArthur, Scotland's first chief constable, I think that means first female chief constable, was responsible for putting him behind bars. But the case has haunted her ever since. Now, with retirement approaching, MacArthur decides time has come for answers. To uncover the truth, she revisits the case and interviews Chalmers for the first time in decades. But her decision rips open old wounds, and MacArthur is soon caught up in a web of corruption, psychological mind games, and deceit that threatens not only her own life, but those of her fellow officers and even her own daughter. So this is Dark Road. It is a play written by famous crime writer Ian Rankin. And that's the third play. That's part of the Ensemble Theatre Company's repertory season. And you can get tickets and more information by going to their website. It's ensembletheatrecompanydark.ca. And we'll put a link up for it on the Dave Radio page as well. So, as I said before, we're always getting music. We're always getting artists sending us stuff. Now, this is somebody, and I, for the life of me, I can't remember where I met him, but I know his music is great. I have a card. It's got my email address on it, and I say, send me your music, and so he did. His name is Zion Faya, and this is a song called "Get Up and Fight." Other things I wanted to let you know about, remind you, it's closing weekend for some shows we've been talking about here. Don't Dress for Dinner at the Coast Capitol Playhouse in White Rock. This is a sex farce, which is the sequel to Boeing Boeing, which is a play that was done by the Arts Club a couple of years ago. A show we've been promoting around here, it's playing closes tomorrow at the Shop Theater, which is at 3030 East Broadway. Right in that sort of semi-industrial area by the liquor store warehouse. And it's the ABB Collective production of Fool for Love by Sam Shepard. Also closing this weekend, it's Carmen Aguirre's story about her experience with the hidden world of Latin dance halls. It's called Broken Tailbone, and it's playing at the Kulch Historic at Venables in Victoria. And also we've got Nebula Theater Company doing Down in the Uncanny Valley. That's playing at Studio 16 at 7th and Granville, also closing this weekend. So we are getting close to being out of time. So I did want to mention this group here. They are... they're originally from Alberta. They're doing a little tour of the West, and... they are, let's see, today is the 23rd. They're in Canmore, Alberta. But next weekend, they start, they come into BC. They're playing in the Kootenays next weekend. And then they'll hit the island the weekend after that. And then they'll finish their BC run. They're going to Victoria for a couple of gigs, then Tofino. And then they finish Atlanta Lewis in Vancouver on Sunday, March 18th. They're called Elk Run and Riot.
Miles and miles on this highway. Just keep on pushing through another day. Well, I get so tired, but I can't sleep. So I pray the road my soul to keep. Looking for a song.
change your mind. But the feeling's wrong and the words don't rhyme. Ooh, I've been wondering. I've been drinking about the past.
Voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it? I can voice
it. Yeah, please voice
That's
this one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. Nope.
Tired
wait,
of the
we,
gender binary?
I
can't believe I put up with this.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women-identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender-fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at CITR.ca.
Our show, Intersections, airs Thursdays from 4 to 5 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Tune in every Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. for the Community Living Show. Join host Michael, Kelly, and friends on CITR 101.9 FM and also online at www.citr.ca for the Community Living Show, right after the morning after show.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. And first off, a notice right here at home, CITR and Discorder Magazine are now hiring a new station manager. The amazing Hugo has decided to move on to greener pastures and to pursue some the next stage in his life, and so he has left a big hole to fill. But I bet you could do it. Over the next 3 to 5 years, CITR is aiming to improve the quality and diversity of our on-air programming, explore media and technology to expand our reach and content, maintaining a high proportion of student on-air to promote our content and services to student community members and listeners. And the station manager is the leader of this dynamic organization, responsible for developing and implementing strategies to achieve these goals. So if you're interested, full listing and all the details are on our webpage. Go to citr.ca to find out all about that. The Bard on the Beat Shakespeare Festival is holding their general auditions for the 2019 season in about 6 weeks, April 2nd and 4th. Now, if you're interested, you should do the following. You send your resume, your headshot, and a brief cover letter addressed to Christopher Gay's artistic director. You can either submit it by email or in person. They will not accept by fax or email. So send it in hard copy to their offices at 162 West 1st Avenue. If you want to know more about that, all the details, you can go to bardonthebeach.org. Submission deadline is Monday, March 12th at 5 p.m. United Players of Vancouver doing a comedy about the age of the Restoration, about King Charles II. It's called Nell Gwyn, and it's directed by Adam Henderson. The play is written by Jessica Swale. The play is running at the Jericho Arts Center in June. The audition is going to be on Saturday. That's tomorrow. And if you want to find out more, you can go to the United Players of Vancouver website. If you want to book an audition time, you can call the producer directly. Her name is Fran Burnside, and her number is on the audition posting. The Heroic Opera Company is doing Richard Strauss's Elektra, and that's happening in April at the Orpheum Annex on Seymour Street. The auditions are today at the Vancouver Academy of Music, and they are auditioning all roles except for Elektra, Chrysanthemis, and another one whose name I can't pronounce. So go to heroicopera@gmail.com to find out more information about that. We've got the Snapshots Collective doing Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd, directed by Chris Adams, choreographed by Nicole Spinola, and musical director Wendy Bross-Stewart, all good friends of the show. That production is happening in October. The auditions are going up in March at the Carousel Theater on Gravel Island. And they want you to know that the roles of Sweeney Todd, Mrs. Lovett, Judge Turpin, and the Beggar Woman have already been cast, but they are auditioning for other leads and ensemble, and they're seeking both youth and adults of any gender, especially for the role of Toby. Ethno-cultural mandate and other casting statement, we envision a cast that truly reflects the rich diversity found not only in London, but also right here in our own city. We encourage submissions from artists with a broad range of backgrounds, including and not limited to race, ethnicity, gender, and sexuality. And you can find out more by going to sweeneytoddthemusical.ca. White Rock Players Club are doing Ninochka by Melchior Lengil, and that is directed by Dale Kelly at the Close Capital Playhouse in June in sunny White Rock. The auditions are happening March 3rd and 8th, looking for 6 men and 3 women, all adults, and you can go to whiterockplayers.ca to get the details on that. Fort Steele Summer Theater is happening May 27th to September 2nd in the Kootenai town of Fort Steele. It's about 15 minutes from Cranbrook and Kimberley. Fort Steele is a living history museum with street theater, museum displays, livestock demonstrations, live theater shows, steam train rides, horse-drawn wagon rides, and heritage train demonstrations. They're holding auditions in Vancouver at the Carousel Theater on Granville Island on March the 9th. If you want to know more, you can go to fortsteele.bc.ca, or you can email the producer, Truss Verkley, and that's spelled T-R-U-U-S dot V-E-R-K-L-E-Y at fortsteele.bc.ca. And finally, Vagabond Players are doing the Mosshart George S. Kaufman play, You Can't Take It With You. That's going to be happening in May, and the auditions are March 11th and 12th at the Bernie Legg Theater in Queen's Park in New Westminster. Looking for 11 males, 7 females between the ages of 20 and 75. Vagabondplayers.ca is the place to go to find out more about that. And there was one other thing that I wanted to tell you about, and of course I forgot to write it down, and now it's gone. And so we're just going to have to go with that. I know what it was. It was that Fighting Chance thing. Let's see. Is it up here? We've been talking about this show that Fighting Chance is doing, and it's actually happening now. Let's see. All I'll do is, I'm wasting time. Fighting Chance Productions. Okay, we go up there, and we go to that. And Pacific Overtures. That's what it's called. Pacific Overtures is a production that's happening at the Powell Studio Theater. Now, because of the snow, they've canceled tonight's show, but it's still going to be running until March the 3rd. So we put a link up on the Dave Radio Facebook page for more about that. But it's another Sondheim production of a little known play, but it's got a great cast. And let's see here. Let's see. What does it say here? There's a quote from the director. Frankly, I'm surprised the show has never been done in Vancouver in any incarnation. It's incredibly written, of course, and its discussion of Japanese and American relations seem timely. The idea of westernization is taking over a country seems particularly relevant to what happened in North America 150 years ago. So it's about Commodore Matthew Perry's 1853 mission to Japan, kind of opening up Japan to the West. It's called Pacific Overtures. As I said, the show tonight is canceled, but there's plenty of more shows coming up until the 3rd of March, and you can go to Fighting Chance Productions to find out more about that. And what do you know? We're done. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and please like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. We've got lots of great programming coming up for you this afternoon. And don't forget, at 3:30, it's Knack and Boy with Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents. So stay warm, stay dry, have a good day. Dave Radio will be back at the same time next week. And I knew there was one more thing I wanted to mention, and that is Monday night. It's no fun. No fun. Where are you? Where are you here? There you go. No fun. Oh, dear. There it is. A Winter Romance in No Fun City. That's happening Monday, February 26th at the Princeton Pub. You don't want to miss that. I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.